Welcome to episode 40 of Life with Mitty. Today, we're going to focus on daily charging habits. It's amazing. Today is our 21st month anniversary with Mitty. 21 months ago today, we took delivery of our 2018 first production long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3. Since then, 48,468 miles. And we've learned some things along the way that we're going to pass along to you today for daily charging habits. Now, me and some friends of mine, shout out to David, Craig, Robert, John. You guys have been helping with this too. There's a lot of questions about daily charging habits. Daily. Every single day, it seems. Somebody new gets a Model 3, and the first thing they want to know is, okay, how do I charge this thing? How often do I charge it? How long do I charge it? To what percentage do I charge it? Do I have to drain it back down to a certain amount and then charge it? Oh, we're going to cover all those things today. What we're hoping is that this episode will reduce the number of times we have to respond on Facebook. Sometimes it gets comical. Let's start with the do's. These are the things you should do every single day to maximize the life of your battery and your enjoyment of your Model 3. Number one, charge whenever you need to. Whenever. You don't have to drag down to 20% before charging back up again. No. I've heard this old saying, and it's absolutely true. A plugged-in Tesla is a happy Tesla. Now, I know some people are going to say, but wait a minute, Doug, hey, what about Kim on Like Tesla and the problems she had when she charged between 50 and 70% and almost a 50-mile estimated range loss? Well, that did happen. Yet it was the repetitive nature of charging between 70 and 50%. It can confuse the battery management system. And so she had to do a recalibration, which we will talk about recalibration in a little bit. The problem is not leaving your Tesla plugged in. That is never going to harm your car. The problem she ran into was charging between 50 and 70% on a regular basis. So, number one, charge whenever you need to. And leaving it plugged in is no problem at all. Number two, set your charging limit between 80 and 90%. You say, well, which one is it? 80 or 90? The answer is both. What? The answer is both? Yes, the answer is both. Let me explain. You base it on how far you're going to drive daily. Mitty, I set her to 80%. You're going to learn in just a minute to charge when you approach 20%. So that's 186 miles of range on a long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3. That's more than I will use in a day at the worst of times. And even some reserve for colder weather and rain and bad conditions. Any of that stuff. I'm never going to drive 186 miles on a normal day. Now, if I needed 216, I'd charge to 90%. The fact is, there is no difference between charging to 80, charging to 90. It's just how much range you want to have available for your day. Me, I set Mitty to 80. My friends go 90, and we've seen no issues. Third thing is charge when you approach 20%. Don't let your battery go below 20% on a daily basis. It has the potential of harming your battery. So number three is charge when you approach 20%. It's not a hard and fast rule. You're not going to hurt your car if you go to 15% one time. No worries. Another interesting do is use supercharging when you have to. It's not overly harmful to your battery. Here's the data. Since July 10th, 2018, and that's when I started using Teslify to track my Model 3, I've charged 14,426 kilowatts since July 10th, 2018. Out of that, almost half of that 14,426 was supercharging. I have charged MIDI almost half of the time on a supercharger. I've got one really close to the house, within about 12 to 15 minutes away. And here's what I've noticed. No appreciable degradation. I'll be sharing a little bit more data about this in just a minute. Now, here are the don'ts, the things you don't want to do on a daily basis. Number one, charging above 90% and leaving the car plugged in. You say, wait a minute, you just told us we should always leave the car plugged in. That's right. If you stay at 90% or lower, you're in good shape. But when you start charging above 90%, and especially when you set it to 100 and leave it charged overnight, day after day after day, you are going to encounter battery degradation on your pack. It's just a matter of time. So don't do it. The car even reminds you not to do it. Number two, don't drive below 20% on a daily basis. That's also harmful to the battery pack. Number three, don't display distance, display energy. Say, wait a minute, roll that back. What does that mean? It means don't display estimated range, display the percent battery. It'll save you a bunch of heartache and a bunch of worry when you see the estimated range go down and you think, oh no, my battery is encountering degradation. Estimated range is not a measurement of battery degradation. They are not linked together. It's not an indicator that your battery health is going down. It'll drive you crazy. MIDI has been everywhere from 315 miles to 285. She's been all over the place since July 10th, 2018. If you ever want to see the graph, look on TeslaOwnersOnline.com and you'll see numerous times when I have shared that graph. And you can always reach out to me. You can tweet me at LifeMIDI and ask for it, and I'll be happy to post my latest graph. I don't want to see people get too worried about what isn't a problem. Estimated range is just that. It's an estimate. It's not based on battery health. Number four, don't worry about small drops in estimated range and do a battery management system recalibration. Let me explain. At 13,000 miles, MIDI had 285 miles estimated range displayed. At that time, I didn't know that estimated range was not an indicator of battery health. So I followed a well-known technique to try to get my estimated range to come back up. And here's how it goes. You charge to 100%, you drive until you get to about 20%, then you charge to 100%, and then you drive until you're down to 20, and then third time, charge to 100%. Now remember, we just got through saying, don't charge to 100% on a regular basis. Now I've had some people on Facebook go, oh, but my estimated range is down to 300. What should I do? The answer is display energy, display the percentage battery. Don't worry about it, because estimated range will go up or down. It can adjust either way. Now, after I did this recalibration, I went from 285 to 303. And then after that, I showed as much as 312 months later. The thing is, you should not be doing battery management system recalibrations on a regular basis. You don't need to. Especially if you're like me doing road trips, you'll have those opportunities to charge to 100 and drive to below 20. It's going to happen. Let's talk about situations for daily charging. If you have available electricity, so you have a garage, you have a carport, you have an apartment building or a condo lot where you do have at least 110, if you drive 50 miles a day or less, you can get by with using your UMC, Universal Mobile Connector, and you connect into 110. You can get by with it because 5 miles of range per hour of charge, 10 hours is what it would take to get that 50 miles of range. If you need more than 50 miles a day, then you're going to need to use either a 1450 connector, so that'll give you 30 miles of range per hour of charge, or a Tesla wall connector hooked up to a 60 amp line that'll give you 44 miles of range per hour of charge. I, of course, chose the Tesla wall connector because it's cool and it's faster. If you don't have available electricity, the first thing I would suggest is PlugShare. That app will show you all of the available charging stations. You'll want to set it to J1772 so you can see which ones you can plug into easily. And many times you'll find some that are free. Pretty cool. If you can't find anything close, then you have to look for supercharging. Let's go back to my example about supercharging. Now, remember what I talked about, that supercharging is not overly harmful? Would you like to know what my estimated range is right now on MIDI tonight? It's 300. Do you know I have charged MIDI almost half of those miles are supercharger miles. That's right. I've charged MIDI over 14,400 kilowatt hours since July 10th of 2018 when I started using Teslify. Of that, almost half are supercharger. I think that's definitive proof, at least with my car, that supercharging is not overly harmful. You can use a supercharger if that's your only option. Just keep in mind the other don'ts. Don't charge above 90% and leave it plugged in. Don't drive below 20%. Display energy, don't display distance. And please avoid doing battery management system recalibrations unless you honestly really need to. So that's it. That is today's episode. I am so excited. I can't wait to get MIDI, MIDDY, my Model Y. Looks like the white interior is the thing that's holding me back from getting that email to let me know, hey, we're ready for you to configure your Model Y. It won't be long, and we'll have our second Tesla. So that's it for this episode. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.